This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What I love about conservatism is it's God's work. I tell people all the time, there's when you say conservative, you're really saying Judeo-Christian. Now, that's not to say that Muslims can't be it. I'm not trying to make a distinction there. But I'm saying in the typical classical sense of American politics, it's Judeo-Christian conservatism. And it's not a dirty word by any means. Although leftists will try to make you parse the word, oh, you're conservative, you want to conserve bad things. But no, conservative means you've got a way of life and understanding, and you know how to conserve it. Look at how animals are. They know, the elephants know exactly the trails their ancestors took. They're conservatives. They know exactly how to look at the resources and say, okay, we're running out, we got to move to a different area. We call people conservationist. How can that be a dirty word? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So you've got this idea about what we represent. We are traditional. We hold on to tradition. The same way, you know, it's funny. You look at traditions in Africa, for example, African dance. Go to any culture in Africa, and they have traditions. And you know what the white liberals want to see? That tradition. But when we talk about tradition, oh, their traditions are outdated, that constitution is malleable, etc. Stuff that gets passed down from generation to generation in other cultures, but we can't pass down a document that's written, it's codified. Because it's old, it's antiquated, or it's cherry-picked. Just want to explain how things work. What I love about conservatism, I'm going to repeat this, is it's God's work. And let me tell you why I keep telling you that. It's because it's easy to be distracted, to get to do something else. It's funny, when I was in sales originally, I remember looking at my notes for the first year, and I thought to myself, I knew nothing. I took everything down. I thought, oh, this is going to be a sale, and it was nothing. It was worthless work. And as I got good at sales, I got to where I could listen to the client for the specific things of what they needed. I listened more intently. I listened better. And I was much more efficient and I was much more effective. And I did literally one-tenth the work. I got that good. And what I'm telling you is we can bog ourselves down with all the minutia. And that's what the left wants. They want us bogged down in minutia. So we lose effectiveness. We don't know what to look for. So we can do, you ready for this? God's work. When you get up in the morning and you fight for conservative ideals and ideas, you know what you're doing? You're doing God's work. And I'm telling you, I've sat through many a sermon where pastors say, you know, we spend so much time trying to fill our time. You know, we fill our time with work. We fill our time with chores. We fill our time when we should be looking to do things that further God's will. This isn't a sermon, folks. This is just a lesson for life from Kevin Jackson. The guy who is not a pastor, but I know a little bit about religion. We want to fill our time, but let me tell you, I've said it many times on this very program, I've got better things to do than to go after the left. But I don't consider it just going after the left. I consider it doing God's work. Let me explain. The sexualization of children, the most innocent among us, do you think that that is God's intent? Is that we should sexualize children? Do you believe it's God's intent that babies should be killed in the womb or killed when they're born on a table? That that's man's decision to do that? Do you believe that we should be spending money on crazy things that the government does versus protecting the people who would give their lives readily for you, like the police or the veterans? You are doing God's work. You're filling in that the thing that God would have you do. You don't realize it, but you're an evangelist by just being a conservative. Your evangelism is, I'm not going to capitulate to these evil people on the left. These are the people that remove nativity scenes and don't want you talking about God, that promote every anti-God type of a thing you can imagine. And you, just by virtue of being a conservative, you are biblical. You're doing God's work. Again, I'm not trying to proselytize. I'm not trying to be, I don't need Sister Ura in here helping me deliver this sermon. I just want you to understand who you are and where you side on things as a conservative, which I believe implies Judeo-Christian conservative. Here's another reason why I'll tell you. We are not selfish. We conservatives are looking for ways to help people, and more importantly, to give them the ability to help themselves, because there is no better thing you can do for a person than to say, I'm going to teach you how to be better, you know, how to be a better you. I'm not going to try to get you to be me. You wouldn't be good at that. But I will teach you how to be a better you. And then you go and excel. And, you know, what's funny, look at everything that the left espouses to. Oh, you know, we want to save this and do this and help this or whatever. And then ask yourself, do they save it? Do they help? Do they ever accomplish what they say they're going to do? And let me answer for you if you do answer. Well, occasionally, Kevin, when they do it, it's when they adopt our point of view, when they finally come to the conclusion that they need to take the conservative approach. The times in their lives when they go, Lord, help me. Because let me tell you something. Even an atheist, as they say, finds God in the foxhole. You are the salt of the earth. You are doing it the right way, and you are doing God's work. I'm not trying to get all preachy here in the sense of this is some sort of a church, but it is. The conservatism is a religion. And just like those of you who donate to help us, let me tell you what you're doing. You may not get a tax write-off given to me, but God is watching. And He's blessing you in ways because you've decided, you know what, I do get it. This is an evangelist movement. This is not about, if this were all about politics, man, it would be easy to walk away. It would be for me. I would walk away from this so fast you wouldn't believe it. If this were not a God-driven mission, I swear on my mother's grave, I wouldn't be doing it. I'm not doing this for the politics. I'm doing it because it is a mission. It is important. If somebody stand up for righteousness, doesn't mean I'm not flawed. I want to be quick to point that out. But this is God speaking to me saying, do what I tell you to do, and I think He speaks to many of you as well. Thanks for the support. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Who that Eric Adams think he is? How dare that big city black man think he can lead a plantation?
Back in the day, Democrats would have called him an uppity Negro. Or worse. That's right. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network. Be sure to check us out at the website, and thank you for those of you who are avid listeners, who promote the show, who, I don't know whether, you know what, I'd like to know where you hear it. Do you hear it on Spotify, you on Apple, what? Let us know, and, you know, send me a note, give us some kind of feedback. We get it from some folks, and I got to tell you, I truly appreciate it because it gives us an idea. There was a lady that called me. She says, Kevin, do you know your show has been on in a loop in St. Louis for 10 days? And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How long, you know, when does somebody contact you and say the station or somebody? I mean, I knew it was a computer glitch, but wow. I mean, that doesn't bode well for the listeners there, which I'm on from 4 to 6 a.m., so it's a pretty early listen, but still. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. We're going to talk about this uppity black man, Eric Adams. The Biden administration has made it known that New York City Mayor Eric Adams is
what they call in the pimp game, out of pocket. It's a pimp term that translates to he's acting up. He needs a beat down. And the Biden administration, you know, the Democrats, they don't tolerate black leaders think that they run things in their cities. Eric Adams believes that he's running New York. And the leftist powers that be are like, no, you don't. Mm-mm. So in typical leftist Democrat fashion, the white power brokers who run the party of lynching of Negroes sent a posse to straighten out Eric Adams. Again, I want to welcome people to the show. Might be a little hard-hitting for some of you. That Kevin Jackson uses lots of incendiary language. Joe Biden called FBI Director Ray and explained what was going on in New York. You're like, Director Ray, you know, this is the big guy. I got an uppity Negro in New York. I got straightened out. And Ray goes, an uppity Negro? I'll get right on it. Man. He told him what happened in the Democrats' new and improved version of the KKK, a.k.a. the FBI, went to work. And according to multiple news outlets, the FBI seized the phones of New York City Mayor Eric Adams on the street of New York. They didn't get him in his office or anything like that. And the whole idea here is they're investigating a donor scheme involving Adams' campaign. Now, if you know anything about misinformation, then you realize what's likely happened here. To get Adams, Democrats have to first tie him to something sinister. Now, they've already tied up Putin with Trump. So in the case with Adams, they've offered a new boogeyman. You want to know who it is? The Turkish government. Dun, 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 dun. Yep. The narrative is that the Turkish government illegally funneled money into Adams' 2021 campaign. Now, in full disclosure, I like to tell you what I know and what I don't know. I have no idea if the Turkish government gave Eric Adams' campaign money. I don't know if it's true or not. But I do know how to ask the obvious questions. And one of them that comes to mind is, why would the Turkish government do this? What would they have to gain? I mean, I realize New York is a, you know, city with everybody in it. There's not a nationality around the world that New York doesn't have. It is probably the most heterogeneous city in America. So there are some Turks there. And I don't know what they're wanting to get accomplished, but I don't know how Eric Adams would play into it. I think this is a scenario that more fits Hunter. Hunter is the one that plays on the world stage and finds out how he can, and I use my finger quotes, help you by getting you access to the big guy. But Eric Adams and his campaign, what did the Turks want to accomplish? Now, there is no backstory on that. I've been digging. I have my producers looking. We haven't found anything. But here's the other thing. Since when have the Democrats gone after each other for things that they consider trivial, which is election cheating? Let's say Eric Adams was getting money from the Turks. Who cares, right? In the Democrat circles, that's a badge of honor. Pin a medal on that dude. Democrat campaigns are famous for receiving sketchy donations. Barack Obama's campaign got money, they even said, from the Middle East. They couldn't even think to track all his money. And I think he outraised anybody in history, at least up to that point. So they wear it as a badge of honor when they cheat, and it's second only to gathering illegal signatures. But now, they've targeted one of the highest profile black mayors in the country, if not the highest profile black mayor, on what appears to be ridiculous claims. Because again, I ask you, what does the Turkish government have to gain? Now, they gave Eric Adams a warning, and it came in the form of a raid on his top fundraiser, a lady named Brianna Suggs, that happened earlier in November. And here's what they say. One of the factors of the raid was to determine whether Adams offered kickbacks to a Turkish construction company. At the time of the earlier raid, the New York Times reported there was no indication that the mayor was a target of the probe. But as Adams' politics have become more critical of the Biden administration, Biden's tactics have become more brazen. So, kickbacks, Turkish people giving him construction money, him doing kickbacks. I ask you this, why would he want to do this with the Turkish government? What could they be building that he couldn't get kickbacks from anybody else? You do realize that the mafia still operates, right? The Teamsters, the garbage union, the cement union. That's what they want to get him on. And as I told you before, there's got to be a boogeyman. FBI agents, they say, seized Adams' electronic devices and appear to be a dramatic escalation of a federal corruption investigation into whether his 2021 campaign conspired with the Turkish government and others to funnel money into coffers. That's what Democrats do. Uppity Negro witch hunt is what this is. Politically, Eric Adams resembles a moderate, if not a right-leaning moderate, and most of his policies invoke a common-sense approach, like he believes in funding the police. He understands the implications of not doing so. But where he's really caused problems for Biden is with the illegals. He's been complaining vocally he can't handle it. And Biden has given him a very upfront signal to keep his mouth shut or else.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues, with the World Health Organization reporting that Gaza's primary hospital has been without power for 3 days. An American toddler among the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. The White House telling reporters a 3-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were killed by the militant group during the October 7th attacks in Israel is believed to be among the more than 200 hostages. Tens of thousands of people descending on the nation's capital for a pro-Israel rally. The National Guard will be helping local police to keep the crowd under control at two large demonstrations. The U.S. Supreme Court implementing a formal code of ethics after it came to light that several justices accepted expensive trips and other perks from wealthy donors. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Only a moron would believe that the election in 2020 was not fraudulent. I'm going to repeat that. You'd have to be a moron to not believe that Trump was cheated. You'd also have to be a moron to not believe that the 2022 elections were a bunch of cheats. The Democrats have been strategizing on how to cheat in elections for decades, and they figured it out. They got the science behind it, as they like to talk about. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So now what are we talking about? Fulton County, Georgia, and these votes, right? The vote tallies. Go look anywhere, any battleground state. Let me tell you, you want to find election irregularities, they exist. They exist in spades as absolutely in your face as January 6th. It's absolutely in your face as the farce of Russian collusion, as the two impeachment trials of Donald Trump, and a host of other things that you scratch your head about. The Democrats have built a long-term strategy in how to run the long game against us. They do not care about us. And right now, they've targeted Donald Trump. They got to make you believe that the election of 2020 was fair, that the people languishing in prison for January 6th who did absolutely nothing are truly some sort of legitimate prisoners, when in fact they are political prisoners that this country should be ashamed of itself for having in prison. Unbelievable. Look in any state, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, whatever, and you will find the most unbelievable election cheating. It's so obvious, you scratch your head and go, wait a minute, you can't be trying to convince me that you weren't cheating. But that's what the Democrats are doing. This is a clip from Laura Ingraham. We're just going to play a minute of it, where she's kind of setting the stage for it. Then we're going to play an old Tucker Carlson clip about Fulton County, Georgia, because it's in the news, and rightfully so. But Fulton County is only symptomatic of what's going on around the country, because you know what you find when you look at the voter registration rolls? 110% of the people voted. 105% of the people voted. Do you know in the average election, you're lucky to get 60% of the people to vote? But suddenly with the Democrats, we got massive voting, massive support. And you'd have to be a clown. And I know this will offend some people, and I don't really care. You'd have to be a clown to believe that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. It's become cliche. Even Democrats know that's absolute, utter BS. Here's Laura Ingraham.
Now, the other cable networks were going wall to wall with war coverage today, but the focus wasn't Israel's war against Hamas. It was a hack prosecutor's war against Trump and the courts.
This case has made him angrier than almost any other case. I'm really flabbergasted right now. I've never seen anything like this in all of my time of being a lawyer.
Let Trump hang himself, essentially, in this trial.
Now, more on the legal angle later, but the reason they devoted, what, 8-9 hours of coverage to the trial has less to do with its merits than with the recent polls that show Trump trouncing Biden. In 5 key battleground states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, according to the New York Times, Trump has eaten significantly into Biden's advantages among younger Black and Hispanic voters, many of whom retain positive views of the policies Trump enacted. Wow. Well, it turns out that Biden's getting America tangled up in more wars while driving down real median income isn't so popular after all. And even with his significant lead in key states, Mr. Trump appears to have room to grow. As voters say, they're open to supporting the former president than they are to backing Mr. Biden, with large shares of voters saying they trust Mr. Trump on the economy and national security.
I'm going to talk more about Joe Biden's woes, but you can, Laura Ingraham lays it out, and again, it's nothing you don't already know, but the real issue that we have here is we have this big dichotomy, and that means between what's reality and what you're being told, the difference, and they're on two different spectrums, because the Democrats want you to believe that you're living in the best of times, and while you're living in the worst of times, and you feel it, they want you to believe you're living in the best of times. And that it's all good. There's no cheating. That their ideas are the good ideas. Even they cheat and win elections in a few states here in some runoffs in over the past couple of weeks. And suddenly, well, people love what the Democrats are offering. Since when? What do they love about it? Name me policies with the Democrats. Oh, well, Kevin, they help the poor. No, they don't. Joe Biden's inflation has destroyed the poor. In fact, it's destroying the middle class. That is the goal of the New World Order, is to make everybody either very rich or very poor. But they want to convince you that being very poor is okay. Just go out, work for a living, do like it is in Africa. Go out there, subsist. Do enough to eat, get your meal every day. You know, let your teeth rot out of your head. Like, you know, you're in Borneo. Who knows? Pick your place. But you should, oh, but no, Kevin, they're going to give you good dental care and good health care. Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you, go to the places where the third world is and look at dental care and health care. Look at how we think about these people and ask yourself, do you want to live that way? Because you are headed that way if we allow these people to do what they do. Anyway, I want to play this other clip. This is Tucker Carlson flashback on Fulton County, Georgia.
On a Saturday night in late May of this year, an alarm sounded in a big nondescript warehouse in Fulton County, Georgia. The warehouse was an unlikely place for a burglary. It was under round-the-clock surveillance by both private security and local law enforcement, including armed deputies with the Fulton County Sheriff's Office. Any unauthorized person entering from the outside would have to get past a locked 100-pound steel door, as well as a maze of motion detectors. Not easy. But someone tried to do it anyway, and at just the perfect moment, 20 minutes after the deputies in charge of guarding the warehouse left their posts. By the time those deputies returned to check out the alarm, someone had opened the 100-pound door to the warehouse. So what happened that night and why? We still don't know. It's also not clear why the deputies left the warehouse or who took advantage of their absence. We do know that a lot of people might have had reason to try to get inside the warehouse. Depending on who you ask, the building contains evidence that either confirms or refutes the claim that voter fraud affected the outcome of the 2020 election in the state of Georgia. Georgia is a place that Joe Biden won by fewer than 13,000 votes. That warehouse holds more than 140,000 absentee ballots. Now, what's interesting is that for reasons that are difficult to understand, Fulton County officials have refused to let the public see any of these ballots. An attorney called Bob Cheely has been pushing for transparency. He's filed suit for the right to see those ballots.
Now, I want to remind you, welcome back, by the way, folks, Kevin Jackson here. I want to remind you that this was a while back. This was years ago. This is when Tucker was on Fox, which, of course, he got fired, whatever, he left this year. But this was a couple years ago. We were talking about this. And he goes on in that particular video talking about all the different things that were going on, the shenanigans. And by the way, when we were making the movie Beyond the Mules, when they sent the IRS out to my house and probably had FBI investigations going on about me, we were showing you that what Tucker's talking about in Fulton County was going on all over the place in Pennsylvania. And by the way, we had undercover video of people talking about tearing up the sheets to validate the election. We had it all. And the people that were helping me finance the film got cold feet, and I don't blame them. Nobody wants to have to go through the scrutiny of a crooked government. If the justice system were fair, we would have made the movie. The people would have funded it. But the justice system is not fair. So, again, I want to reiterate, anybody who is an election denier, you are the smart ones. Anybody who believes that these elections are fair, you're idiots. I don't care what political persuasion you are. And that has become the distinction between, are you a true Republican or are you not? That's been the litmus test for the left. Are you for January 6th? Because if you're not for January 6th, then you're a traitor. No, if you're for January 6th, you're the traitor. You're not going to get me to say anything different. I don't care if I was getting beat up by the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, or whomever. You're not going to get anything out of me except what I just said. Under whatever circumstances, you got to be willing to stand up for something. Fulton County, Georgia is under fire. The alarm bells have been sounding. By the way, same is true in Arizona. Same is true elsewhere. But now these people quit. The criminal defense attorneys quit. I'll be honest with you. I don't know all the details around this story. I'm not like my friend Laura Loomer, who I'll talk about. I talked about the other day. But I'm a person who I want to understand it now. But here's what I do know. I know on the surface that the Democrats cheated. Now, I'm a little curious as to how they did it in each area. Why? Because we need to stop it. And the good news for us is election integrity is underway in every state, and it's making it much more difficult for the Democrats to cheat, as is Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. But we're going to run out of time here, but I want to get into a little more detail on Fulton County when we come back from break, because these lawyers quit suddenly, and I'm still trying to understand it. Maybe we can learn what it was like together.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm looking at Jack Smith's case, and his is the government's opposition to defendant's motion to strike inflammatory allegations from the indictment. And it goes into, it reads all about the case, but it says the court should recognize the defendant's motion for what is a meritless effort to evade indictments, clear allegations that the defendant is responsible for events at the Capitol on January the 6th. That's part of the government's thing against Donald Trump. He's responsible. He's the guy that started this in
insurrection. Now, I talked about it the other day. We've talked about it ad nauseum. This insurrection clause that they long game have been playing, trying, because they set Trump up. They were like, we're going to steal the election. He's going to fight it. And in his defense of his election that we actually did cheat him out of, we're going to use that as our reason to get him. That is how evil the Democrats are. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That's what their so-called case centers around. Donald Trump doesn't really believe he was cheated. He was trying to steal the election. He was trying to form an insurrection. He wanted people to riot. And, of course, there's no evidence, zero evidence to support it. In fact, there's nothing but evidence against it. And then there's all this evidence that points to the Democrats setting it up. Nobody wants to say a word on the left. It's okay. No harm, no foul. Why? Because we're going to get our boogeyman. Did you know Trump was the boogeyman? I did not realize that. It's funny how he walked in plain sight for so many years in New York, loved by all for the most part. Black people loved him, gave him NAACP awards. He hung out with black people. Rappers rapped about him. But now it turns out he's the boogeyman. Who would have known? Geez, I had a whole different set of people in mind when I was thinking about the boogeyman growing up. And at almost every turn, folks, in these elections, whether it's this Letitia James BS, Rasputia, if you ever saw Norbit, Letitia James looks like Rasputia, and she's not attractive. This big, old racist black woman in New York, believes she can make a case against Donald Trump over inflated real estate. Really? Well, I would ask her to check the rates, real estate values during COVID, and check the real estate values in New York pre-COVID, and then tell me about inflated values. Fulton County, Georgia, like many other counties that were controlled by Democrats, and in some cases, Rhino Republicans, cheated. And here's what they said, this article. Fulton County, Georgia's high-priced criminal defense attorney see the writing on the wall, hit the silk. I guess that means they left. They walked out. $150,000 still secret 2020 unfolded mail ballots with perfect ovals protected by the court order for 3 years may have gone missing. And the court's county's attorneys just quit. Now, I want you to let's understand. Let's unpack that a little bit. These are mailed-in ballots, right? We're counting the legitimate ballots that got Joe Biden to 81 million. There's 150,000. By the way, these races were all made to be razor thin. They didn't want you to think Biden trounced Trump. They wanted you to think he got by him. He just barely beat him. And so in every jurisdiction that's currently under, you know, being looked at, scrutinized, because we know electioneering and cheating occurred, the mail-in ballots, this problem in Fulton County happened all over the country. So these ballots are pristine. They might as well have been wrapped in cellophane. They weren't mailed in. They have perfect ovals. So, in other words, they were machine-generated, sent to Fulton County. They knew about it, and they sat on it. Why did they do that? Now, if Donald Trump doesn't believe he was cheated, if you believe, look, let's prove, in other words, if I was so dogmatic to say you're a liar, here's what I would do. I would say, I'm going to prove to you without one shred of doubt you're a liar. That's what I do when I'm accused. I leave no stone unturned. But I'm going to make sure you know how much I know. Here's all the details. Look at the Biden family being accused of what? Being grifters. Using the United States taxpayers to do their grift. Are they being forthcoming? Did they release bank records? Did they release the records on all these LLCs? Did they release the correspondence of what they were dealing with these spies in China? No, we had to drag it out of them. And you know what we got to do here? We've got 100. By the way, I'm going to tell you again, right here in Arizona, we have the same issue with Carrie Lake and Abe Hamadeh and many of the other people flatly, blatantly cheated out of elections. We have a governor who is not a legitimate governor here in Arizona. Katie Hobbs would have never been elected by the citizens of Arizona. Cheated into office, and she's happy to be there. Do you think she acts like she was cheated into office? No, she thinks she's got a mandate to do the left's bidding. So here's what they say. Defense lawyers for Fulton County have withdrawn from the 2020 election mail-in ballot inspection case that is back in court. The petitioners allege that thousands of ballots counted by Fulton County were counterfeit. Expert Kevin Kelton speculates that the county is preparing to say they have destroyed the ballots in question in this case. If so, Fulton County is in a lot of legal trouble, because destroying evidence amidst the case is an admission of guilt. I'm going to say this again because it deserves to be said. Every one of these people who called us election deniers should be, in my opinion, branded, and they should never be able to serve in public office. If not, many of them go to prison. The media was complicit. I'm glad these people did this case. I'm so glad. So now, here's what these attorneys did. A motion to withdraw as attorneys for respondents. Attorneys Donald Samucci, Amanda Clark Palmer, hereby move this court for an order permitting their withdrawal as counsel of record for respondents in this matter. Specifically, respondents Aaron Johnson and Teresa Crawford. They want to withdraw. You want to speculate as to why? Look, I'm not a legal beagle. I don't know anything about what I learned about the law. I learned on the Lincoln Lawyer, okay? Or in the old days, what was that show with Arnie? Anyway, that's where I learned the law. Perry Mason. You, sir, are guilty. I don't know anything about the law. And I don't know if what I'm about to say is legit. But I'm going to tell you this. I think these people are withdrawing because they go, they're in trouble. We can't represent them knowing what we know. Now, I know lawyers have to represent guilty people. There are people that go, hey, I got to represent them. I get it. But I think that, and this is just my gut feel, the wake-up call that's occurring in this country as we watch the blatant miscarriage of justice, where people literally stole an election in 2020, did it again in 2022, and then they take the minority opinions in this country, put a megaphone on them, and make them sound like everybody wants their kids sexualized, everybody wants open borders, everybody wants this, which, by the way, we're going to get into, maybe not today, but Eric Adams is in trouble with the Democrats. They are raiding the New York mayor's office, his phones. They're pulling a Trump Mar-a-Lago on this dude because he dare question the narrative of the left. And that's going to be the feature of it. I don't care that it's Eric Adams, and you already know they seized his phones and his records and all this stuff. What's underneath it is the interesting part to me, and probably to you as well. Anyway, these attorneys, I love this story. These attorneys in Fulton County have said, we're leaving. I'd love to interview one of them and say why. Maybe they can't say why, but I would love to at least press them to find out why. Why are you doing this? The same way, I'd like to talk to that billionaire, Chamath Palihapitiya, whatever his name is, that voted for Hillary Clinton but says, you know what, we need to give Trump a chance. Maybe we didn't do the right thing. The same way I'd like to talk to the Democrats that they claim don't exist, that are leaving that party for various reasons. I want to talk to them because I already know. I'm the lawyer that knows the answer to the question. I want to verify why you left your party. And I tell you why. Because they're not part of it. They don't realize how conservative, how Republican, how libertarian they really are until it hits them in the face. And it started really slapping the Democrats around recently.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.